Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In the rolling what could be catastrophe at the state drug lab in Jamaica Plain, the state public health commissioner, John Auerbach, has submitted his resignation, accepting blame for the failure to monitor, detect, and report the mishandling of drug samples by a single state chemist. Those drug samples are now under question, and so too are some 34,000 criminal cases. The latest from WBUR's David Boeri.
"The buck stops with me," said John Auerbach, and Governor Deval Patrick agreed, saying the commissioner recognizes that as the head of DPH, he shares accountability for the breakdown. And what a breakdown it was. The governor put the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Judy Ann Bigby, out front to deal with reporters.
"This is an incredible failure of a system where there were some red flags that should have been noted and acted up on, and they weren't."
The drama of a stunning failure of scientific protocols, quality control, management, and ultimately justice itself started its upward climb through the hierarchy last week. First came the ousters of both the head of the Jamaica Plain Lab and the supervisor of chemist Annie Ducan. They had waited 6 months to notify headquarters of, quote, irregularities. What in the world was Annie Ducan doing has been the question everyone has asked from the start. Defense attorney John Martin represents a defendant serving 3 years in jail on evidence analyzed by Ducan. He says she took drug samples from the evidence locker without supervision.
"She tested them, then signed them in, and then signed them out, was what it was explained to us."
What's being described by district attorneys and state police is neither incompetence nor mishandling, but fraudulent science to fix the evidence against some, but nobody knows how many, defendants. Alerted to irregularities in June 2011, supervisors said they relieved Ducan of her duties. Yet 7 months later, she was still appearing as an expert witness at trials and still testing drugs, with neither a district attorney nor a defense lawyer aware there was ever a problem. Secretary of Health and Human Services Bigby.
"Of the 18 labs at the Hinton Laboratory, this is the only lab that had no type of external review or oversight."
That stunning fact led Bigby to decide several years ago that the lab should be transferred to the state police, she says. But meanwhile, internal emails back to 2006 complain of turmoil, 8-month backlog, soaring pressures to cut costs. Joe Durant is the union president for state scientists and engineers.
"We're getting calls on a daily basis from DAs and local police departments to expedite some samples. And you have to keep to strict procedures and protocols in the lab."
But Secretary Bigby says the culpability for what happened at the lab doesn't rise above Auerbach. She was Auerbach's boss.
"Frankly, do you bear any responsibility for this?"
"Again, it's very hard to explain why one individual would decide to purposely mix samples, misrepresent the work that she did as a result of a budget issue."
So it appears the buck will stop at John Auerbach, a highly touted and accomplished professional. His resignation coincides with his acceptance of a position at Northeastern University's School of Health Sciences. On the Department of Public Health website, Auerbach once noted the quote he lives by, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." Just how much injustice issued from Annie Ducan's lab that Auerbach was ultimately responsible for may elude calculation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.